Hi, this is a dictation for Tyrone Crankfield, C-R-A-N-K-F-I-E-L-D. Date of service is 6-17-2022. Date of birth is 3-13-1982. Date of accident is 10-17-2020. This patient, Tyrone Crankfield, is here for follow-up evaluation. He alleges he was involved in an automobile accident when he hit another car on a T-bone fashion passenger side. But however, the impact of this accident caused his car to be completely totaled, as well as headaches and loss of balance, ringing in the ear, disorientation, blood vision, along with pain in the lower back and the right shoulder, left hip, leading to radiation to the right leg, involving of the fifth toe as a major issues. He was initially seen on 4-5-2022 first time, and he has had IME exam and various therapies. Adjoint and spine for more than several weeks, and massage, and nothing has helped. The patient has been referred because his case is still continuing for a continuation of the treatment. The clinic was closed. The patient was referred to Dr. Louis Redden for surgical consultation, also for the possibility of surgery or at least a spinal cord stimulation device. Today he reports that his pain in the lower back is around 8. However, it doesn't report any radiation of pain to the legs. Only the fourth and fifth toe on the right foot is numb and tingling, and weather change makes it more worse. He reports that he is able to walk well, and is he has 30% improvement. He reports the ADL are affected as follows: in the general activity, walking ability, and relationship with other people, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Work is affected, 7. Mood is 6. In the system review, in neurology insight, patient reports headaches are present. However, they are significantly low in intensity and also frequency, as well as he reports loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, which are minimal. Anxiety, depression, fatigue, and weakness are reported. There's no history of any confusion, disorientation, vision problem, double vision, blackout, fainting, seizures, or any loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the right ankle and foot with the involvement of fourth and fifth toe as numb and tingling. But the rest of the leg does not have any radiation. He suffers from pain in the lower back with stiffness in the lower back and some issues on the right shoulder, some baseline pain. However, he can move up to 180 degrees. Right shoulder is only a discomfort. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble, breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has remained the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication are Ultram. Substance abuse, patient is utilizing marijuana for relief of pain. In compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medicine regimen. Physical examination, one blood pressure 133/98, pulse is 86, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 5-10-2022, dictation number 0514-057. The plan of care is as follows. There is an MRI that is present. It was done on 11-25-2020, and it shows a herniated disc at L5-S1 with encroaching asymmetry to the right epidural space, facet irregularities, contributing to the neuroforamen and nerve. Patient has had an IME exam. According to that, and patient also had a facet joint injection. It appears that patient has not had sufficient amount of injection treatment. I refer this patient to continue having a consultation with Dr. Redman, who is expert, and neuropsych evaluation was also ordered, and the patient is still continuing. Thank you.